Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and Spads Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Doors and windows,
Republic.
Rooms and more,
Republic.
A brand new rug on the floor. Come to Republic, come to Republic. Whatever you need, you got it. Come to and get your mortgage. Live the dream with Republic.
95 to 100% financing. 50% waive off negotiation fees. Plus one lucky person gets their mortgage paid in full. Turn someday into today. Talk to Republic Bank about your low-cost mortgage today.
Pick two in the afternoon.
Pick two
in the evening.
Pick two.
A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two in the afternoon.
Pick two
in the evening.
Pick two
with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we visited Murondoy, John told Goldman that he was trying to speak to Coretta. Goldman promised to try and contact her for him. He called Ignatius, who told him that Coretta was absent from work. June and Cecil were on their way to town, and June told him that it was she who had taken the plants. He was very upset. Shelley called Ignatius and told him she had drunk something, and the call ended abruptly. As we return, Pepper is visiting Shelley.
Here on 93.1 Real FM.
Thanks for coming to see me, Pepper.
It's all right, Shelley. I'm just glad to know that you're okay. You can't be frightening people like that. Imagine Ignatius had to break down your door.
I just drink a little too much, Pepper. I take 2 sleeping tablets because I wanted to sleep it off.
Girl, don't do that again. You really had everybody worried.
All right, man.
But like, you ain't had a chance to clean.
If you want to see my house dirty, I know.
I could help you, you know.
Knock yourself up.
All these empty rum bottles. Is you alone drink all this?
Well, as far as I know, I don't have a ghost living in this house.
Look, the Lord don't give me more than we could bear. I know you're taking on Ignatius, but you got to try and move on.
If Simon left you now, you think you can even move on?
God forbid. I won't do anything for my husband to me though. We're going on vacation to America just now.
I'm happy for you.
You really got to pull yourself together, you know, Shelley. A divorce is not the end of the world?
It's easy for me to make grand statements when you're not the person affected.
You want me to pray with you?
Pepper, I'll pray you're praying with me. I think I'm bring back my husband.
Wait, like it's me fault Ignatius left you?
Your prayers ain't helping.
Maybe if you had a little bit more faith, you would get a miracle.
You know, I don't appreciate all this self-righteousness with you, you know. Just because Simon make you something, and you suddenly find God. You think you could talk to people anyhow?
I am just trying to be your friend, you know.
I never asked you for pray for me.
Okay, I understand that you're hurting. But you're taking your frustrations out on the wrong people.
Listen, here up. I think you should go lie with you.
I'm not going to leave you in your time of need, my friend. That is not a godly thing to do.
You just threaten me.
Look, let me change the topic. You hear Coretta missing?
Again?
Yes. Nobody can find she.
Well, the last time it happened is your husband, Elakshia. You know, when you think about it, Simon is a sick man.
That is me husband, Pass. He's a changed man. People can change, you know.
Me too, though. But there was some next level evil when Simon locked up Coretta and had people thinking that Coretta did.
We give God praise and thanks for delivering him from the grasp of the devil.
All right.
Anyway, where thing going on with Coretta?
I don't know, and I don't care. She was the one who cheering for me marriage to end. Good riddance.
Shelly, don't settle, man. She could really be in trouble, you know.
Pepper, I am full of God, you know. I ain't want to pray for my enemies. That's foolishness.
You don't know the blessings you could get when you just practice a little kindness.
Look, I gain a lie though. If I fall asleep, you could let yourself out when you don't clean.
Let me just do a short prayer with you before you lie down.
Pray over me while I'm sleeping.
Father God, we cry out to you this day for healing over Shelly's life. Take away this spirit of substance abuse. Take away this spirit of destruction. We speak power over her life.
You know what? I need a shot.
You're drinking again?
Pepper, what is it? Like you come here for watch by me or what?
Okay.
Long me, man.
I can just finish picking up the stuff around the house, sweep out, and then I can leave.
Good. Thank you very much.
Practice faith, Shelly. I promise you, you could bounce back from this. All is not lost.
Danny, I can talk with you later. Tell Uncle Alexander now the pilot I say hello. Bye. Wait, Maria left all this food here? Maria!
Yes, Mommy?
Come inside.
Yes?
Why you leave back all the food?
Mommy, you know I don't like eat all them greens. And the food barely got any meat.
If Ralph see this, he gonna be upset because it's somebody farm he get these greens for I cook.
You mean he thief from somebody farm?
You know the little kitchen garden we have ain't doing too well.
If Ralph used to spend more time on the kitchen garden, we would get more things.
Since you know so much, why you don't help him to look after the garden?
Mommy, look how much things I doing in this house already. And I still have to go to school. I'm 15, not 30.
Sweetheart, I appreciate how much it has helped me out.
And Thomas ain't doing anything but playing football and cricket when he home.
You know Thomas is Ralph's son and he don't want me giving each child work to do.
It's not fair.
Maria, I know it's a great change since we moved from Kokwani to Region 1. We living with Ralph because we needed the help and he's not really a bad man. Look how he treats you like his own daughter.
I could go back outside.
I want you to eat a little bit more. You're a growing child and you need greens to get vitamins and minerals to make your bones strong.
But Mommy, you know I don't like eating all them greens.
Please, just eat a little bit for a nice healthy diet. When you get to be an adult, you won't have sickness like high blood pressure.
Skeeto.
Yes, Ralph.
Please bring water outside for me and Thomas.
Okay.
Is what going on? Maria ain't eating again?
It's okay, she gonna eat just now.
Listen, we can't be wasting food in this house. I don't want you to pick up this food.
She can eat just now.
Right now I watching she and she just watching the food.
I'm not hungry.
You see?
Maria, all you had this morning was bacon and sausage. What you mean you're not hungry?
If she don't want to eat the food, I don't eat it because this is foolishness.
She gonna eat it. Go back outside and play football with Thomas. I gonna bring the water.
Make sure this girl eats.
Yes, Ralph.
Me telling you to eat is not a bad thing, Maria. It's for your own good.
Bring the water,
Skeeto. I'm coming. Maria, you see?
Mommy, why don't we go to Rupununi with Uncle Danny, Uncle Alexander, and Auntie Paulette?
It's money we have to get to travel to Region 9, and I don't have it right now.
If you ask Uncle Danny, I'm sure he could help us there.
You really don't like living in Region 1?
It's not bad. I don't always feel happy living here. The best part is going to school.
Things ain't gonna stay the same forever.
So one day, will you leave Ralph?
I don't know. Maybe all of we could go to the Rupununi together.
I don't want that. When we go to Rupununi, it should be family.
But Ralph and Thomas are family. Not because we're not married yet.
You really want to marry him?
I know you don't like him because he's not your father. But it looked like he abandoned us.
I wish Daddy was here. I miss him so much.
You might just have to forget about him. I don't know if we can ever see him again.
I want to see my father again.
Maybe one day. In the meantime, please eat some of the food.
I will eat some of the rice.
You can't live on rice alone. Please eat the greens too.
Sita, me and Thomas waiting on the water.
Coming, Ralph. I'm coming now.
And that's always sad to see.
You're helping Shelley to clean her house, Pepper?
Yes, Simon. She's really in a bad place.
Yes, but you left me here alone the whole half day.
I was only doing the Lord's work by helping a friend.
She doesn't have other friends? What about Catalina and Mala?
Them girls got their own things going on, Simon. I hear Catalina put out Auntie Myrtle.
What? Why would she do something like that?
Auntie Myrtle don't like the man she with.
This Maurice fella?
Yes.
Wow. But I wouldn't expect that Catalina would put her aunt out. That is highly unusual.
People in Morundai need more God in their lives. Everywhere you look, everybody got problems. Now Coretta gone missing.
Yeah, so I heard.
At least it's not you this time.
I was in a very dark place in my life when that happened.
And we thank God for your deliverance.
But what do you think could have happened to her?
I don't know. We got to hope for the best though.
Yes, we do, I suppose.
Anyways, I'm a little afraid for Shelley. All she's doing is drinking whole day.
She's really taking this divorce hard.
She really is. But you see, Shelley, it's long until she come to church with me. If she'd have come, she would have covered her marriage, and day like today, she wouldn't have been without a husband.
But from my understanding, she cheated on Ignatius.
Look, is she calling me now? Shelley?
Pepper, you really is a good friend to me. Look how you come and clean up my house. Thanks.
Don't mention it, man.
I don't know, I feel like stripping and running down the road naked. Look, I don't able now.
Shelley, don't do that. This too shall pass.
It's what I do for deserve this.
You can't remember?
I know if the one correct to do something for Ignatius divorce me. I'm not she!
Shelley, calm down, calm down.
Whatever she did, I hope it's dead she did.
Don't wish them things on people, man, Shelley. Oh, gosh.
I ain't wishing nothing for people. I'm wishing it for a demon.
Father God, Lord, have mercy.
I don't deserve this, Pepper. I don't deserve it. I live a good way to Ignatius.
Let us pray, Shelley.
I don't want to pray. Papa used to behave like a real cross sometimes, you know. Everything is not pray, 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 pray.
Father, we come before you. And we bring Shelley before you. Hello? Hello?
She hung up?
Yes.
Oh, well. I can only do so much.
Father God, I really hope Shelley catches herself soon.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.
The killing of another woman.
Girl, you opened some blues for the girl this morning.
Again?
You take away your phone, she can't go up on the road without tea, your family can't come over. You don't get your 1 cent now like you beating she for tea, breakfast, and dinner.
And what you do?
Me, I don't get involved in man and woman's story.
But you don't get involved when she make the headlines though. Don't say if I the only.
What you want I do? You don't ban me.
You're your friend, you got a responsibility.
Wait, you want me confronting?
No, I want you to play a part to stop the violence safely.
Safe violence against women no more. Report. Get help. Call 914.
This message was brought to you with the kind support of the Caribbean Vulnerable Communities Coalition and Spotlight Initiative.
Step up and cherish each other. My brothers, please put down the guns and knives.